A1C Perez, why don't you have SRA Kevan join me up here? Angel looked at Dex and nodded toward the top of the pallet. He obediently climbed up on top and moments later was sitting next to Gubler, who was looking down on the box and the now exposed bricks of gold. I'm guessing you are concerned these might accidentally get shifted around during flight and get broken. Yeah, that's exactly the reason, Dex responded sarcastically to the sarcastic question. At this point, he was exposed, with nothing to lose. Do you know what it is? Gubler leaned back and looked Dex in the eye. Why don't you tell me? It's free money. To me, it looks like the property of a deposed dictator under the care of the United States government, while it's moved from his now hostile home country to somewhere safer. But it isn't. It's not his. He stole it. So, it's his now. Actually, it's no one's right now. Dex paused dramatically, hoping Gubler would pick things up. When he didn't, Dex continued, right now this gold could disappear, and when it's discovered missing, no one can say anything. Gubler sat silently for a minute as he digested what Dex said. His mind went directly to what the possible value of a single bar might be, and then what 4 or 5 bars might be worth. No idea, but I bet it would wipe out a certain debt, he thought. He refocused on the present and found Dex staring at him, waiting for some sort of response. So, how many bars are there? No idea. We just confirmed they were here when we were interrupted. Dex then nodded toward Angel. And the two of you are the only ones who know about it. Well, we were the only ones who knew about it, in an effort to get Gubler to verbally affirm his buy-in. Now we need to calculate a 4-way split? The thought of being out from under Wu's thumb and free to leave this place was extremely enticing to Gubler. Yet again, he was faced with compromising his ethics to bail himself out. Fucking slippery slope. Of course, if you don't want any part of this, you can just take Ernie and I back to the station and write up a report. The gold will go on, and Marcos, who has millions hidden in Swiss banks, will get even more money to add to it. The rich get richer. I kind of wonder how much fucking money the old man needs. Not this, Gubler said, finally speaking, causing Dex to smile with the realization a corner had been turned. She going to be cool with this too? I don't know. I just met her tonight. Maybe not. She's from a small town in Kansas and was active in her church. Maybe even stealing from a thief would be considered immoral. Why don't we get down from here and the 4 of us can have a quick talk before we figure out exactly how many bars are involved?